284 Summer Avenue, Eaton Prescott Farm. Originally situated on a 100-plus-acre farm stretching from Woomin to Oak Street and from West to Washington Street, this house sheltered a long line of the locally prominent Eaton family. Homesteaded before 1700 by John Felch, the land was bought by Thomas Eaton, a tanner and farmer, in 1712. It is believed that the original Eaton house was built 1.5 stories high with a gambrel roof. Multiple renovations transformed the original home into the traditional Georgian-style home with Greek Revival influence that we see today. Thomas Eaton expanded his land holdings and eventually gave parcels to his children, where they settled with their families. Joshua Eaton Jr. grew up in one of these homesteads. On April 19, 1775, 20-year-old Joshua Eaton Jr., grandson of Thomas Eaton, marched to Concord and Lexington with Captain John Batchelor's Minutemen and was later killed at the storming of Saratoga in 1777. He was the only Reading soldier to die in action during the Revolution. In 1948, the town voted to build a new elementary school on the site of his childhood home. The Joshua Eaton Elementary School was dedicated on October 23, 1949. The original Eaton house was passed down through the generations and was eventually inherited by Abigail Eaton, great-granddaughter of Thomas Eaton. In 1813, Abigail was married to Joshua Prescott, a lawyer and graduate of Harvard University. He was a civic leader and served as counsel for citizens seeking to establish the Andover-Medford Turnpike, now Main Street. He is also credited with doing much to bring the railroad through Reading, when the intention was to run the first branch through Woburn. Beginning in 1845, streets were laid out over the original farmlands, dividing the original farm lots into house lots. Stone walls were taken for foundation stones of new homes. The Eaton Prescott estate was finally sold out of Prescott ownership in 1902 when local architect Willard Adden purchased and remodeled the house, adding an extension, garage, and dormers. Since then, owners have used a rear north door as the main entrance.